January 25, 1919. The divine will is light, and one who lives in it becomes light. Jesus dwells in one who lives in the divine will just as he did in his own humanity. After having spent most bitter days in privation of my sweet Jesus, of my life, of my all, my poor heart could not take any more. I was saying to myself, what a hard lot had been reserved for me. After so many promises, he left me. Where is his love now? Ah, who knows whether I myself have not been the cause of his abandonment, becoming unworthy of him. Ah, maybe it was that night, when he wanted to speak about the troubles of the world, and began by saying that the heart of man is still bloodthirsty, and that the battles are not finished because the thirst for blood is not yet extinguished in the human heart, and I said to him, Jesus, you always want to talk about these troubles. Let's leave them aside, let's talk about something else. And afflicted, he remained silent. Ah! Maybe he was offended. My life, forgive me, I won't do it anymore, but come. While I was saying this and other nonsense, I felt I was losing consciousness, and I saw my sweet Jesus inside of me, alone and taciturn, walking from one point to another within my interior, as if he would now stumble at one point, now bump into another. I was all confused and did not dare to tell him anything, but I thought, who knows how many sins there are in me, that make Jesus bump. But he looked at me all goodness, although he seemed tired and was dripping sweat. And he told me, my daughter, poor martyr, not of faith but of love. Not human, but divine martyr, because your most cruel martyrdom is my privation, which places on you the seal of divine martyr. Why do you fear and doubt about my love? And then, how can I ever leave you? I dwell in you as though within my humanity. And just as I enclosed the entire world in my humanity, I enclose it in you. Didn't you see that while I was walking, now I bumped, and now I stumbled? Those were the sins, the evil souls that I encountered. What pain for my heart! It is from within you that I decide the destiny of the world. It is your humanity that shelters me, just as mine sheltered my divinity. If my divinity did not have my humanity as shelter, the poor creatures would have had no escape, either in time or in eternity, and divine justice would no longer look at the creature as its own, deserving preservation, but as an enemy, deserving destruction. Now my humanity is glorious, and I need a humanity that may grieve, suffer, share the pains with me, love souls together with me, and place its life in order to save them. I chose you. Aren't you happy? Therefore I want to tell you everything, my pains, the chastisements that creatures deserve, so that you may take part in everything and be one with me. This is also why I want you in the heart of my will, because wherever you cannot arrive with your own will, you will do it with mine, reaching all that befits the office of my humanity. Therefore, fear no longer. Do not afflict yourself with your pains, with fears that I may abandon you. I receive enough from other creatures, do you want to increase my pains with yours? No, no, be sure, your Jesus will not leave you. Then he came back again, showing himself crucified, transforming me in him and in his pains. And he added, my daughter, my will is light and one who lives of it becomes light, and as light, she enters easily into my most pure light, having the key to open and take whatever she wants. But in order to be able to open, a key must be without rust or mud. And the lock itself must be of iron, otherwise the key cannot open. In the same way, to be able to open with the key of my will, the soul must not mix the rust of her own will, nor a shadow of the mud of earthly things. Only in this way can we combine ourselves together, she can make whatever she wants of me, and I whatever I want of her. After this, I saw my mama and a late confessor of mine. I wanted to tell them about my state, and they said to me, in these days you have run the risk that the Lord would suspend you completely from your state of victim. And we, the whole of purgatory and heaven, have prayed very much. how much we did, so that the Lord would not do that. From this you can comprehend how justice is still full of grave chastisements. Therefore, be patient and do not become tired.